For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Talk Live, 855-453. This is SACL toll-free call-in line here on the Live Wednesday edition with Mark,
Nemi,
and Wayne.
855-450-3733. You know, before we, you know, when we started out the show, we were talking about this disturbing story from Infowars.com about these spy streetlight things that they're trotting out. New streetlights that include homeland security applications, including speaker systems, motion sensors, and video surveillance. And if there's video surveillance, there must be audio surveillance. So they're probably going to trot out those gunshot detector things. Mm-hmm. What are those called, Emmy?
I don't remember exactly what the name of the product is. But location of gunfire using microphones planted throughout an urban area.
And, you know, I mean, I've heard of these things. They're all very interesting and at the same time disturbing. You know, I mean, we got the warnings from 1984, and if it wasn't for such a prescient and prophetic book.
I'm going to be on in Dallas it's the new media seminar put on by Al Peterson, and I'm considered one of the new voices of on the radio, and you know, some new talent. I love it. See, you're only on the radio for 3 years, that's still considered new, so I'm still kind of one of the young little chickadees. But you know, they're going to ask me, you know, how am I attracting female listeners? Now, I know I have a lot of female listeners, but I got to be honest, I think most of the people listening to my show are men. Most of my emails are men. Most of you guys out there driving trucks, I got some females driving trucks and, you know, a lot of people on XM. But I got to say, I'm probably about maybe 75% men, then 25% women. But the women that listen to me aren't listening to me because I'm talking like this and let's talk about butterflies. Women are listening because they're interested in the same subjects that we all are. So, I mean, are there two types of women? Is that what we're getting at? Are there some types of women? You know, like when we were growing up, the girls who were into the princesses and looking pretty. And then, you see, I liked, you know, wearing a princess dress, but I would rather play with the guys, okay? You know, make mud pies. Honestly, my brother's toys, his Transformers and his Hot Wheels, and I forget some of the other things back then in the 70s and 80s, were more exciting to me than my sister and her Barbies, right? No, I'm not gay. I just like sports. You know, if you asked me, you know, would I rather watch figure skating or would I rather watch football, I'd rather watch football. That doesn't mean I'm any less of a girl. A lot of women like football. A lot of women like that. It's just less men watch figure skating or ballet or things like that. So, yeah, maybe there are some girly girls out there. But I think we really need to, you know, crack the stereotypes. So when people say I don't really seem like a typical woman, I don't understand that. I think I'm just as woman as any, even more so. I mean, I am woman. Hear me roar. I mean, I give my husband a hard time, right? Isn't that what women do, right? I yell at my kids, okay? I PMS like the best of them. Right now, see, men, okay? You see, you know, some of you men listening right now, all right, you all probably think you're all burly and tough. You know, men have male menopause. Men PMS, too. Men get moody. You know you do. You get moody, but because you don't have estrogen like we do, right? You don't think you do. Men, I think, are just do the same thing that women do. So I think we need to just kind of cut all this, all these little stereotypes and septations and segregations and all that, and just, you know, realize that everybody's kind of unique. And, you know, some girls kind of like to do the same things guys do, and some girls like to do more girly stuff, I guess. But, you know, my show is supposed to be for everybody, and I understand a lot of guys listen to the show, and I understand I'm supposed to attract more female listeners. But honestly, ladies, what could I talk about that would attract you? You know, what would be interesting? Okay, well, I'm taking a look at my stories right now. All right, we have, you know, issues on heart disease and issues on, you know, task force doesn't want us to do chest x-rays now, right? I mean, we could talk about pap smears. Really? How many of you women really want to listen to a radio show that talks about pap smears? You see, you don't. All right? That's not even a girly thing, guys. Women don't want to hear about that. Now, there is something interesting. There's an article that came out today, a study saying women have premature orgasms just like men do. Okay, that's kind of interesting, but I bet some of you men are interested in that one also. Yeah. Yeah, some women, they climax too soon. Right. I know some of you are thinking, wait a second, I can't even get her to climax the first time. All right, well, then that's something else we need to work on just the same. All right, so we'll talk about that. So what else do I want to, oh, by the way, of course, please, I'd love to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If I didn't introduce myself, I am Dr. Dahlia. And our number, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You can follow me on Twitter. And, of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Of course, sign into the guest book if you feel up to it. You know, and then people also say, I'm not the typical doctor. What are people, I mean, are all doctors supposed to be very cerebral and running around with a pocket protector and a calculator? See, most of the doctors I went to school with weren't like that. Yes, there were some more serious individuals, but, you know, when I went to medical school, we were kind of fun. Most of the doctors I know are pretty fun. So I don't know what doctors you're going to, but I'm going to tell you something, all right? You know, I get a lot of complaints from patients. Oh, the doctor doesn't have a bedside manner, you know, like you, Dr. Dahlia. You may not want that. You may want someone that actually sits down and reads the journal, New England Journal, while sitting on the toilet. Okay, maybe you want that kind of doctor. Not a bad choice. When I come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I want to hit some of the emails because some of these are still on the same subject here. Dr. Dahlia, I just got insurance, and my insurance card has me assigned to a doctor no one at work has ever heard of. How can you tell if the doctor is good? I would prefer to see someone who has excellent references. All right, this is a great question. Actually, this happened earlier this week in my practice. Somebody showed me their card. They had an HMO, and the doctor they were assigned to, I never heard of. They never heard of, but they had come to me and see me as a cash patient because I'm not on the HMO plan or many HMO plans for that matter. And I see what they did. They didn't have any references. Nobody at work heard of the doctor. It could have been a new doctor. I don't know, but I get to ask a lot, you know, how do you find a doctor that's good? And that's what we were talking about right before the break, you know. People think I don't sound like the typical doctor. I'm always asked. I mean, people are always asking me, are you a real doctor? Yes, I'm a real doctor. You know, a lot of doctors, they can have personality. They can make jokes. They can talk about farts. I mean, you know, doctors are real people, too. You know, but then you have some people that are more cerebral. And, you know, one of the ladies I trained with, Dr. Lisa Hayworth, who was my senior resident, you know, she said, look, you're going to attract your own clientele. You're going to attract certain clientele. Now, we've all been taught that when you go to a specialist or when you go to a doctor or a lawyer or a plumber, you know, you want good work, and, you know, so you hopefully are referred to by them. But if not, you look at their credentials and you give them a try. But, you know, now people want doctors with personality. People want doctors with some bedside manner. Now the old-time family practice docs who, you know, I trained under and I've always aspired to be, you know, these people, very good bedside manner, would come to your house, sit on the porch with you, you know, not be so involved with the hustle and bustle of the practice. But then things change with the way medicine turned, and with HMOs and with liability and reimbursements, to the point where doctors are like, look, I got to see X amount of patients, you know, move it or lose it type of thing. And so patients were really discouraged. And we've trained patients to just like it or lump it. You know, I'm your doctor. I'm going to give you this advice. If you don't like it, leave. And it's very frustrating on both ends. You know, number one, the doctor's kind of frustrated because they don't really get to, you know, establish a relationship that they want to, and they're being underpaid. So, you know, it's not worth it to them. If the patient's unhappy, then leave, go somewhere else. But patients aren't happy because how does a doctor really get to know you if they're only with you for 5-10 minutes? I mean, this email could be the spitting image of emails I get week after week that I talk about on the show. You know, how is my doctor going to know anything about me if they're in and out in 2 seconds? Now, of course, it's not literally 2 seconds, but that's the problem with healthcare. There's a lot of problems with healthcare still not appropriately addressed by the healthcare bill, but these are things that still need to be fixed. So, okay, you get a doctor, you get assigned a doctor, you don't know him from Shinola. All right, first thing you do, if you're curious, is call the medical board, all right, and see if he's a good standing. Easy thing to do, all right? And second, you could also call the insurance company and see if they're in good standing. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times patients who get mad if I don't write them their lore tab, or if they get charged for no-showing multiple times, say, I'm going to go complain to the insurance company. Well, good. Good. Tell the insurance company. Let the insurance company also have a paper trail of you continually no-showing. I'm not going to put up with that. But it's important because at least you know that the insurance company is keeping tabs. All right. Now, rarely does, you know, somebody go, oh, Dr. Dye, I love you so much, I'm going to call the insurance company. So keep in mind, you know, you'll probably just get negatives. But if one doctor has a lot more negatives than another doctor, that'll tell you something. All right. Now, a lot of people, they look at the websites over the internet, rate your doctor. Again, be careful with those because the, you know, rarely does a patient leave the doctor's office so happy and so pleased they got in same day and got their prescription and felt better. They just go about their day. They don't stop and go through the trouble of rating you. Get somebody mad that just got kicked out of your practice is going to sit there and rate you up one side of the internet and down the other. So still keep in mind, a lot of them could be skewed. But those are ways to kind of get a feel. But sometimes you just have to visit the doctor. And you don't visit the doctor when you're sick. I can't tell you how many people want to meet me. And some people want to get pictures. It's really cute. I'm like, well, please put your clothes back on, okay? Just, you know, all right? We could have taken the picture before the exam, all right? But, you know, patients, they want to meet the doctor. They'll want to sit down and meet me, talk about what their medical issues are and what my qualifications are. I think that's great. Interview the doctor. Why not? I mean, of course, you can't do it over the phone. You can't ask the doctor to come to the front in the middle of a busy day to interview him. He won't do it, or she won't do it. But you make a visit. You want to sit down and say, you know, look, I am going to be scheduling a physical this year. I'm going to be scheduling blood work. I don't need it now, but I wanted to meet you. I wanted to tell you my issues and see how you would approach treating me. If you don't like their approach, if you don't like their bedside manner, if you don't like the way the office looks, that was a very valuable experience for you. And you know, but if you liked it, then you can move forward. Because it is, you know, I mean, we were telling patients before, all right, well, if you have an HMO and we assign you a random doctor, you just have to see him and live with it. You know, but in America, you still have a choice. Now, it sounds like in other countries with socialized medicine, you don't have much of a choice. All right, we were talking about this last week in Great Britain. You know, doctors are discharging patients for what they call, you know, minor arguments. And then it takes weeks to get a new doctor. And it's a real big deal if a doctor discharges you, you know, in Great Britain. Here, you know, doctor doesn't like the way you talk to them, you're out of here. You don't like the way the doctor is, you're out of here. I mean, I think that's very empowering. Yeah, I really feel bad for people that have HMOs that seem to be, stuck with the doctor. Luckily, with most HMOs, if you want a new doctor because you dislike yours, you can go to the insurance company. And from what I understand, you're able to switch. You know, I mean, are things going to change? I don't know. I don't know if things are going to change. If we've talked about healthcare, if it turns into a two-tier system where most of the people are on a Medicaid or type of government insurance and everybody else who can afford to pay private or pay cash will pay cash, then yes, your options may be few and far between. If your doctor doesn't like you, it could take you weeks to get in with a new Medicaid doctor. It could. From what I understand, it's taking weeks now for people to find a Medicaid doctor. So, you know, but while now that part of the system isn't messed up yet, okay, and you have a choice to leave your doctor, leave. Then tell them why you're leaving. Tell them. Tell them you didn't remember my name. Tell them this is the fourth time you've done a pelvic exam on me, and you still can't even, you know, say hi or share a cigarette. No. I always feel bad when I have a patient and I'm busy, and I ask, you know, when was your last pap smear? And they said, Dahlia, we just did it a week ago. You know, you don't remember. And I apologize. Yes, sometimes I am busy. Now, if I continue to do that and I continue to forget. See, here's my thing. This is something that's my biggest weakness. All right. I will forget when I did a person's last pap smear and I'll have to look in their chart. Yet I'll remember that they found a sale at Nordstrom's. I'll remember what happened to their kitty cat. I'll remember their birthday. So I don't seem to lose patients as often as another doctor would on those subjects because I remember the esoteric things. I just do. They stick in my memory. Yet the medical stuff, when your last passer was that, I got to look at the chart. I'm not going to remember. Those things, I don't really lock in my memory. And do you really want your doctor to remember that? No, we do what we need to do when we leave. But I'll remember what their thyroid ultrasound showed 2 years ago. So, you know, patients want to know that personal. And I had one patient say, Dr. Dahlia, you saw me in the hallway and remembered my name. No doctor's ever done that. Well, I got to tell you, I've forgotten people's names. You do. After thousands upon thousands of patients, you do. So, yes, you know, luckily I knew her name, and of course I know her name. I know her very well. She was shocked by that, and, you know, that was good. 1 point for me. But listen, it still doesn't mean that's the right doctor for you. Try them out. Make sure they listen to you. Make sure they have eye contact. Make sure they have some level of organization. Make sure they'll keep your records private, and most people do. Right? But most important is that they have that good communication where if you think a medicine is bothering you, I had a patient the other day saying, look, the medicine you gave me is giving me a reaction. Even though the reaction isn't in the literature, I'm like, fine, let's change it. I believe you. I don't need to look at the, I will believe you. If you say you don't like it, we'll try something else. That's fine. Right? But if your doctor doesn't listen to you, that's one sign of leaving. Okay? Okay. Whew. We've been talking about a lot. All right. I want to talk about, we're going to be coming up on break. Did you know that the Madoffs, remember Bernie Madoff and his Ponzi scheme? He and his wife tried to commit suicide. We're going to be talking about that after the break. We're also going to talk about how now the task force is trying to tell us, Well, I don't know if it's a task force, but a study came out saying chest x-rays, not worth doing either. Right? So now we have no pap smears, less mammograms. Really? All right. And painkillers hurting your heart. Well, that's not good. That breaks my heart. Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Sickle toll-free call-in line here on the live Wednesday night edition with Mark,
Nemi,
and Wayne.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. If you're thinking about getting a generator for those inevitable power outages, whether it's a, you know, ice storm, that's what happens up here all the time. And, you know, being up here where it's cold and not having power, that could be a death sentence for you and your family. It's certainly a large inconvenience. And so I don't know if your wife's anything like mine. She wants to have a generator. And it's a good idea to have a generator. But you're going to spend thousands of dollars on this generator, especially wiring it in, making it work and all that stuff. The Sound Wisdom's SG1, it's commensurate price to all the rest of the generators, but its advantages. It's a solar system, and whatever you put on it, the well pump, the freezer, the refrigerator, you know, whatever it is that you need to put on there that you need to have in an emergency, it can power that all the time. So, you know, maybe I don't know whether it'll pay itself back. I don't know what these things, you know, generate on in your house or whatever. But it can certainly work towards offsetting its own costs, unlike every one of the other one of those generators, which just sits there and
collects dust. And you have to worry about fuel, because if you run a generator of gasoline, you have to make sure the fuel doesn't go bad. Or you can just get some big honking propane tank in your yard. But once the fuel's gone, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, right. Is the propane company going to come out, you know, if the power is out for a week? This happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to people. Are they going to come out and fill up your propane tank? Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
They might not be able to get to you.
It could very well be the case.
And the sun is free.
Yeah, indeed it is. So go check it out at freetalklivesolar.com. It's a great system. You can expand it to take your whole house off the grid over time if that's what you wish to do. It's freetalklivesolar.com.
And Mark, by the way, I might add that I actually did some research on building one of these myself.
I know you did.
Which I
yeah.
did. And I went to the website and I looked at it, and I was very impressed with what he's offering there.
Yeah, it is extraordinarily impressive. I wish I had sort of a better ability to explain it to people, but they do have free education. You can go to freetalklivesolar.com, get the telephone number there, call them up. They've got people ready to talk to you, even as late as 10 o'clock at night, as I understand it, at freetalklivesolar.com. And they really are experts in this.
Yeah, and they have a choice of a 220 system or a 110.
Yep.
And you can also get a pure sine wave inverter or a modified sine wave inverter, depending on what type of things you're going to power with it, which is impressive, all the options they give you.
No idea what that is. Let's go to Clint in Arizona. Clint? Things aren't working here. Okay, here we go.
I noticed that there were some interesting TV programs I see it saw some advertisements for. One was on PBS, and it was about the Prohibition.
I've watched that series, and it's really amazing.
Yeah, I haven't seen it because I don't get much time to watch TV. You know, 3 hours of Free Talk Live a day is about as much media as I can I can set aside.
21 hours a week.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was actually – that's great that you saw it. Can you tell me a little about it?
Well, it's a Ken Burns film, and this guy, I'll tell you, Ken Burns will put more information in a minute and a half of one of his programs than the average television show will give you in the course of a full hour. I'm always very impressed with Ken Burns stuff. He did Civil War and World War II stuff, and
baseball. It's a great one.
Baseball was really good too.
I couldn't tell you anything about that one. I didn't see that one, but he takes essentially the problem of alcohol consumption in the United States and outlines it, and then how Prohibition came up, its marriage to the women's suffrage movement, how these things work together, the really unlikely way that the amendment was put in, was implemented, and the really deleterious effects of Prohibition over time. So he shows really both sides of this. If you were a prohibitioner, you would probably watch this and say, yeah, yeah, and you would agree with it. If you're anti-prohibition, you're going to watch this and say, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm really impressed with the even-handedness of this. And, you know, I walked away fulfilled, educated, and happy.
That matches up with the review I heard of it as well. And I do believe, Clint, I believe it's available online to watch as well. So you may want to look into that.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to take some time off of Free Talk Live and watch that. It had a pretty cool – the ad I saw was on a subway, and, you know, it was a print ad, and I thought the tagline was kind of cool. It said, how could a country founded on rights go so wrong? And I thought that was an interesting tagline.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I mean, they pointed out that essentially, I guess – people in America drinking alcohol consumption was three times what it is today. That people would, men especially, would start the day drinking. And, you know, you're talking about cider and beer. You know, they weren't particularly alcoholic, just somewhat alcoholic. But, water was something dangerous at the time.
There were also over 20,000 people killed because the government started actually poisoning some of the alcohol, some of the moonshine.
Oh, this is during Prohibition?
Yeah, and over 20,000 people died from poisoning.
Well, they're poisoning marijuana fields and stuff, too.
Yeah.
God knows what goes on that stuff.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Now, another show that I saw, well, I didn't see the show, but I saw an advertisement for, I believe it was on CNBC, and it was titled Millions Behind Bars.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a, you know, they, what I saw about it looked like they were going over the, you know, prison industry, and that looked like it would be a pretty interesting watch.
I saw it started. Go ahead. I'll let you finish. I saw a Facebook thing where somebody had posted, you know, I don't know, they had some picture there and said, I am the 98%. 1%'s in prison. Go on.
Yeah, I think it started around the 19th or so, and as I took it, it was a series, but I thought that would be an interesting watch.
Now, I'll keep an eye out for it.
The one thing I have watched a little of, and it's a comedy, so it's, you know, not necessarily, or it's not going to really educate, but I think Ron Swanson's character in Parks and Rec is a pretty interesting character. He plays a libertarian with a government job. It doesn't come out in every episode, but every once in a while there's some pretty funny stuff.
I'm not familiar with it at all. What's Parks and Rec? Where does one see it?
It's on NBC, and okay. You know, it's a half-an-hour sitcom, and he is the director of the Parks and Rec.
You know, I would be willing to wager that there are more libertarians, and I'm using the broad brush here when I call people libertarians. I don't, you know, I'm not using the Ian brush, which looks like the tiny little thing that that you use to paint petals on flowers. I'm you know, just saying people that believe in smaller government, less intrusive, want to see taxes diminished by 50%, that kind of libertarian. I would say that there's more of them working for government than there are in the total population, because they know just how inefficient these organizations are. I mean, I was brought to the ideas of libertarianism by people that worked for the government, law enforcement officers who knew. They know.
Yeah, there's only a few that it comes out, and it's pretty funny. One of them is his assistant talks about how later when his career moves up and he's out of the Parks and Rec and what she's going to do when she becomes in charge, and then later it's the camera pans to just him, and he explains to the camera that that's fine and dandy, but when he gets higher up in government, he's going to eliminate the Parks and Recreation Department.
You know, it's funny to see these libertarians in fiction, because the fact is, this is, I think, the most effective way to administer the ideas of freedom and liberty is through some kind of media. Obviously, television people enjoy consuming that. Video games people consume, you know, enjoy in whatever ways, you know, books, audiobooks, whatever ways we can make that happen, make entertaining media for people to get these ideas in sort of a non-confrontational fashion, that's the most effective way to do it.
You know, I think there's also a lot more people in Hollywood, it seems, lately that are coming out as libertarians. I think libertarianism is becoming cool even in Hollywood, and you're seeing more people come out, and you're seeing shows, TV shows.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, some good news for those of you who have been a little concerned about taking Chantix for smoking cessation. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Chantix has been getting a lot of heat. It's the medication we kind of use as a nicotine decoy, right? It kind of hits your nicotine receptor, so you think you're getting nicotine when you actually aren't, and you stop smoking 7 days into this medication. It's worked very well, but there's been some complaints and concerns that there's some psychiatric issues. with people that take it. Well, apparently a federal health official said that they have found that Chantix does not increase psychiatric problems like depression and suicidal thoughts in these two studies that they have. They've actually done studies involving more than 26,000 patients. They say still, these studies are not completely definitive. If you are having any issues with the Chantix, getting agitated, maybe hostile, having changes in your behavior, depressed mood, thinking that's not typical for you, all right, still go to your doctor and discuss that with your physician, of course. Don't you say, oh, well, just because the study came out, it's fine. And but that's with any medication. Any medication you think you're having some issues with, talk to your doctor about it, about changing it. Although there's really not another substitute for Chantix, it's not worth it. Now, I have had patients tell me they do get some weird dreams. I've never had anybody say the Chantix made them psychologically different. All right? I am a fan of the Chantix. I think it does well to aid in smoking cessation, but it only works if you quit cold turkey 7 days into it. You really can't smoke the whole time you take it. Otherwise, it's not going to, you know, get you off the nicotine addiction, and that's the whole purpose. You take it for 3 months so your body gets used to not being on nicotine. It's a way to get off the nicotine addiction. So you have to do this right. But unfortunately, if you do have any of those symptoms that some people have complained about, including, like I said, depressed mood, hostility, aggression, then you do need to probably go off the medication. But at least that's a little affirming, that's a little comforting to know that the feds are taking a look at that a little bit closer. Okay, now one thing that I do not find comforting at all is it looks like there's a study that's published in the Journal of American Medical Association where they say chest x-rays routinely may not really cut lung cancer deaths. They think our chest x-rays are not effective and are probably wasting money. Of course, all right, I mean, that's in a nutshell what the study's saying. And I agree with it and I disagree with it, okay? If you really think somebody has lung cancer, a CAT scan is going to probably pick it up a heck of a lot better than a chest x-ray. It's just, I'm not allowed to CAT scan everybody. Most people don't want to get CAT scan. That is, you know, a significant amount of radiation to do on a multiple, you know, year after year. So I like chest x-rays. I like chest x-rays for a lot of reasons. Number one is when I was in training, and we trained under the hematologist-oncologist when I was doing my cancer training. I was trained under a Dr. Park, great doctor, wonderful doctor. And he said, Dahlia, when you have a smoker, you x-ray them twice a year. And I go, will insurance pay for it? He goes, doesn't matter. You have a smoker, you x-ray them twice a year. All right, now that's because that's all we have. You know, I mean, when you have a smoker, if you have somebody who has a 60-plus pack year history of smoking, all right, which means they could be smoking three packs. Well, you know, a heavy smoker, let's just say. How do you test them to see if they have lung cancer? Now, true, a chest x-ray is not the best way to pick it up, and we've known for years that it's not a good screen. But I like doing the chest x-ray for a variety of reasons. Number one is I also get to look at the heart. Okay, I don't get to do ultrasounds of the heart and echocardiograms, but when I do a chest x-ray, I can see if the heart's enlarged. I can see if there's fluid around the heart. If my smoker is coughing, I could see if there's little infiltrate pneumonia, et cetera. You know, so I'm not doing the chest x-ray to look for cancer. I'm looking at a lot of things with that chest x-ray. Plus, the act of getting a chest x-ray done, you know, just kind of reminds the patient, we need to look at your lungs. Also, there's signs of asthma or COPD with flattening of the diaphragms on the chest x-ray. So there's a lot you could see on that chest x-ray. So I'm a huge fan of having chest x-rays done if you're a smoker. Absolutely. All right? Because it kind of reminds you that somebody's got to keep an eye on the lungs. And then if anything does start to look a little funny, maybe we could get a pulmonologist involved. Maybe we could get the CAT scan and move forward. But they are correct. You can't screen for lung cancer with a chest x-ray. It's not good enough. But I don't like the idea that all these studies are coming out. It looks like every 2 days something's coming up saying, oh, it's not good enough, so don't do it. It's not good enough. Like today. Mammograms may save fewer lives than expected. So why do them? Now, I'm tired of these headlines. Mammograms, they say, this was reported in the Archives of Internal Medicine and reported by the New York Times today. Actually, I think also CBS, saying mammograms may not be effective at saving lives as widely believed. Researchers used a mathematical model. All right, I'm sorry. This isn't algebra. All right. The average woman is not an integer. All right. Please. All right. They use a mathematical model to estimate the survival chances of a 50-year-old woman with breast cancer who was diagnosed with a mammogram and came up with a figure of only 13%. That means nothing to me. That means absolutely nothing. Okay, now, I agree and disagree with that, right? From a medical perspective, I have to tell you, many of the breast cancers we found is because the lady comes in as a new patient saying, I found a lump. Okay, then we evaluate the lump, we mammogram, we ultrasound her, we get a biopsy, and we find breast cancer. So what I will agree with is mammograms are not the save-all, end-all of finding the breast cancer. I mean, mammograms are used as an adjunctive diagnostic tool, okay? I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be done when you're evaluating for breast cancer. So I don't think a woman should just do a mammogram and then not examine herself until next year when she gets another mammogram. You still have to do self-breast exams. You still have to look at yourself in the mirror, look for asymmetry, look for any dimpling, look for any changes. Sometimes you can have changes of color of the skin, changes in your nipple, etc., and feel for lumps. Okay, so you can't just rely on the mammogram doing everything. So I'll agree with that. What I don't like is people inferring we're doing too many mammograms. It's a waste of money. I don't like that. No, do not slow down on the mammograms. It just drives me crazy. They're scaring people. They're making us think that they want to train us. All these articles coming out are trying to train us to save money. And I understand we have to with our healthcare system. I get that. True, we have to save money. But, I mean, we're talking about cancer. We're not talking about saving money on, cosmetic surgery, even though, well, cosmetic surgery isn't covered on, you know, under insurance anyway. But let's say, like, you know, how Medicaid is considering transgender surgeries and hormonal. I mean, we're talking about cancer, all right? And I'm not trying to say transgender surgery is less important, but it's not cancer, okay? It's not life-saving. I mean, Doc, we've been doing pretty damn good picking up cancers. You're going to see studies saying, oh, no, we still lag behind other countries. No, we don't. No, we don't. You know, I had a couple from Canada in my office today just dumbfounded that when she was she basically had a paralysis of her face, was starting to have some issues. We wanted to rule out MS and certain issues. I thought it was a Bell's palsy, but we had to rule out everything else. Bell's palsy is a temporary paralysis of the facial nerve where your eye can't close and your mouth droops. But we needed to make sure there was nothing else going on. We got an MRI that day. Okay. Yes, there are some issues going on with her, and we are going to now go forward and get that addressed. But she was like, oh, my gosh, it would take weeks to get something like that done in Canada. You did it now. Well, I go, how could they wait weeks if they're trying to rule out stroke? How could they wait weeks? How? Now, our system is going to turn to that unless we figure out something. And I wish I had the answer. I'd be lying if I said I did. I think anybody would be lying if they said they did. All right? And I told her, I go, you know, but what we did on you, an MRI, was pretty expensive. I mean, of course, when you are in a socialized medicine realm, no, you're not going to be able to get an MRI. Who gets the MRI? Who chooses? No, there's going to have to be committees. Somebody's going to have to evaluate. Someone's going to have to decide. But either way, if you think you're at risk for something, you sit down with your doctor and just be prepared later. You may have to pay for it. You may just have to come out of your pocket if the regular government insurance won't handle it. All right, guys, great show. If you're with us, continue on for that another hour. If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the day. And don't forget to call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll read your questions on air.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.